A very strange finding has just been uncovered in China. Newfound ancient Chinese statues depict an unknown technology. These pictures that you're looking at right now, and you're, of course, they'll be playing through throughout the video. These are statues that were just uncovered and reported on by the China Daily. Is reporting the discovery of a set of ancient statues which depict two mythical beings, one of which is holding a device of unknown origin. In other words, they haven't seen this before. And what they think it is very strange. The statues were found among the ancient Dazhou rock carvings in Chongqing province, China, while archaeologists were working to preserve and catalog the thousands of sculptures found there. The Chinese government recently launched a project to restore the Dazhou rock carvings, a UNESCO World Heritage Site. And of course, if you guys want to know all about UNESCO, go to our Unlimited section. We've done a massive expose on that. Go to christiantruther.com/info for more information, which includes over 50,000 statues and sculptures depicting various Buddhist scenes and figures from ancient Chinese mythology, thought to be between 1,200 and 800 years old. The statues at the heart of this mystery depict the beings of clairvoyance and clairaudience, mythical godlike figures who are all seeing and all hearing, respectively. While statues of these legendary beings are not uncommon, experts working at the site claim that one of these particular statues might depict some sort of unknown technology. The strange technology is being held by clairaudience. Okay? The statue of clairaudience in particular has baffled archaeologists who are at a loss to explain some of what the statue depicts. His facial expression has been described as listening intently, and the device in his hands is believed to be some sort of unknown listening device. According to head researcher of the Dazhou Rock Carving Restoration Project, Li, experts can't decide if the object is a snake or some sort of, get this, telephone receiver to help him hear thousands of miles away. Other theories suggest it might be a telescope. Claims of the lost ancient technological superiority are not new, and ancient Chinese cultures were responsible for developing the four great inventions that helped in the development of modern civilizations worldwide. Given the innumerable civil wars and conflicts in ancient imperial China, it's no stretch to assume that some ancient technologies could have been lost in the turmoil. Could these statues be evidence of unknown technology which has been lost over the centuries? Now, if you guys have ever done research on the Sacsayhuaman Wall specifically, it is thought that the ancient technology was used to melt down these rocks and then mold them into shape, as we can see in the pictures, of course, from the site. They're probably not up on your screen. But this uncovering in China is yet again potential proof that a mysterious ancient technology was used before technology actually existed. Now, of course, define technology, and of course the meaning's changed over the years, but it is a technique or an art or a skill, cunning of hand. It's a technique, it's a collection, basically, of techniques and skills, methods, and processes used in production of goods or services and the accomplishment of objectives. So, basically, saying that China may have had an unknown technology, it doesn't necessarily mean that they have had, like, computers, for example. But a telephone-like receiver would suggest that there was an actual modern-day sort of type technology back then. And that was 1,200 to 800 years ago. There's been other depictions of ancient technology in archaeology. And it just has to make you wonder, where did it all come from? Where did it all come from? You see, at the Peruvian Wall, the Sacsayhuaman, our technology today would struggle to get the curvature and the line and the fitting of these rocks almost perfect. Or so smooth, or so close together. And this isn't the only one. There's plenty of other discoveries that are just similar. It just has to make you wonder, how in the world was this done? Or who in the world was behind it? Who gave man this technology or this knowledge? See, a lot of it can be traced back, and all the way back to the days of the Nephilim, or the days of the giants, or the days of the fallen angels. Just has to make you wonder, what is the origin, especially of telephone technology? You see, for modern day, let me give you a modern day example. You know how you can pick up your phone and Skype somebody, or you know how you can computer video call someone? The Nazis had that. Except you'd have to go to the post office. And it was expensive. It just, you have to wonder, where did it all come from? Where did this technology come from? Let's pray against this technology. In the name of Jesus, we cover ourselves and the one reading this or watching this with the blood of Jesus. We ask for holy warrior angels to protect us as your war club and weapons of war. We break down, undam, and blow up all walls of protection around all witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, sorcerers, and the like. And we break the power of all curses, hexes, vexes, spells, charms, fetishes, psychic prayers, psychic thoughts, all witchcraft, sorcery, magic, voodoo, all mind control, jinxes, potions, bewitchments, death, destruction, sickness, pain, torment, psychic power, psychic warfare, prayer chains, incense and candle burning, incantations, chanting, voodoo, crystals, root works, and everything else being sent our way, or our family member's way, or any deliverance ministry's way, and we return it and the demons to the sender sevenfold, and we bind it to them by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we cut and burn their ungodly silver cords and ley lines. In Jesus' name, amen. That's all I got for you. God bless and carry on. Go Unlimited. Act now and save almost 50% on a yearly membership. Use promo code SUBPRO15. Find out more at christiantruther.com/info.